On Friday, March 5th, there was a day of action across New York State to bring COVID-19 financial aid to excluded New Yorkers. Rallies and marches were held in Albany, Hudson, Kingston, New York City, and Syracuse to urge state leaders to provide cash assistance to immigrant New York families excluded from all federal COVID relief efforts. Hudson Mohawk Magazine attended an event in Hudson, New York, organized by Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. Surrounded by boxes filled with food that were being prepared to be delivered to families in need, Brian McCormick of Columbia County Sanctuary Movement introduced speakers one by one.
So, thank you all for joining us here today. We are a diverse and representative coalition of organizations who are demanding a worker bailout fund for excluded workers. We are here today to show that this is a statewide issue. There are excluded workers everywhere. They're in our restaurants, they're in our farms, and they're on the front line of this pandemic. Some people ask, who are the excluded workers that we're talking about? The three main categories are undocumented folks, people who were recently released from incarceration and therefore don't have the job history to qualify for unemployment, as well as cash economy workers like folks in restaurants, street vendors, and domestic workers.
Speaking at the event were directly impacted people, coalition members, faith leaders, and elected officials.
My name is Oswaldo Ramirez, and I live in Hudson. And I have too many feelings right now. Like, my electrical bill is like very high right now, and I don't have enough water for. My rent is like every single time it's coming nonstop. And the pandemic is stopped to the workers. Like, you can work, you can do nothing to do. You don't have, it's very hard right now. And also, my family is like, I don't have enough support for him. I have my three kids, my wife. Everything needs support right now.
My name is Jarena Hunt. I'm speaking on behalf of Jabro Hudson. We are an organization that takes a stand against domestic and gender-based violence in our community. As millions of Americans were sent home from work and school due to the pandemic, many of us had the privilege to be safe and comfortable. But many others went home to violence and abuse that they were able to escape for hours in the day by either going to school or work. Domestic and gender-based violence has skyrocketed throughout the pandemic. Survivors of abuse continue to suffer at the hands of their abusers because financial dependency is preventing them from leaving. Excluded workers who are survivors need relief now. Excluded workers who are survivors need relief yesterday. We cannot keep turning away and excluding the poor, the hungry, and the huddled masses that we vowed as a nation to protect. New York State needs to act now. Let's get this done the right way and set an example for the entire nation to follow. Thank you.
Today, I would like to invite Quentin Cross, Senior Policy Advisor to the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition, to share some words with us as well.
If you look around in these communities here and down in the inner cities of Hudson, you see the food pantry lines around the corner. People are in need. They are desperate. When you look at this housing crisis, you don't know where the tipping point is. You just know people are in need help. They can't pay their rent. They don't know where they're going day to day. They don't know what's going to happen. So this fund is needed now. We need the state to act now. We need our leaders to act now. We need a bailout now.
I'd like to invite Thomas Kearney, who is a Capital Region organizer for the People's Campaign for Parole Justice.
Thank you. There's this idea that that prisoners aren't eligible for unemployment benefits because they haven't been working once they've been released. The incarcerated community is slaving on our behalf daily. When you walk through Walmart and you see those huge gallons of New York Clean hand sanitizer, that's made by the incarcerated community. For pennies, for pennies, masks for us out here. They are supporting us out here, and they deserve the same support when they get released.
Pastor Marcelino Mexicano, he is the pastor of Centro Cristiano Renacer, and one of our CCSM members is going to be interpreting for him.
Son bendecidas alrededor de 80 familias.
About 80 families receive help from us.
Cada semana.
Every week.
En el año 2020.
In 2020.
Repartimos más de 180 mil libras de comida.
We gave out about 180,000 pounds of food to the community.
As Pastor Marcelino mentioned, as nonprofits, we're distributing a ton of food, and we're working with government partners locally. The next person that I'd like to invite up to speak is Michael Chimides. Michael is a county supervisor for Columbia County, representing Hudson's 3rd Ward.
This is a really special location. You can see with all the food being distributed, this is an important space for people to get what they need. But it's obviously, as you've heard, it's not enough. Is that, yes, we need to be distributing food so people have it, but food distribution isn't going to get us what we need. The pandemic spreads when people are forced to make unhealthy choices. So if you're going to work because you're sick and you have to go to work, that puts everybody at risk. That spreads the pandemic. If you're moving between friends' houses because you don't have a home yourself, that puts everybody at risk, and that's how the pandemic spreads. And so how do we prevent this? We make sure that everybody has the economic support that they need so that they can make healthy choices. Furthermore, direct assistance is key to our economic recovery. What we've seen over the past year is that consumer spending and job growth are highly dependent on the status of the health crisis. Is that the worse the health crisis is, the worse the economy is. And so we need to do things so people can make healthy choices so we can fix the pandemic. And that's gonna improve the economy. Furthermore, it's direct assistance to low-income households that is the most effective way to increase consumer spending. I'll point you to the work of Opportunity Insights Economic Tracker, or the analysis of universal basic income in Stockton, California. It's study after study shows that if you want to boost the economy, you give it to the people who need it the most. And that's what we're missing right now, is that the people who need assistance the most are being excluded from these systems, and that's terrible for the economy. And what's worse, this is part of a larger trend where economic disparity is increasing. Our community and communities across the state need New York State to step up to support essential and excluded workers on the front line of this pandemic. Our county officials and our departments are helping people access support, but it's not enough because some people are ineligible for state and federal programs. And so we need the state to step up and close this gap. I'm asking Assemblyman Barrett, Senator Jordan, and Governor Cuomo to support the fund for excluded workers.
I'd like to invite Hudson City Mayor Kamal Johnson to share a few words with us.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. I think this is something that's extremely important to my administration. You know, we've always been about equity, and that means equity for everyone, excluding no one. And we've kind of shown that in some of our initiatives. Our universal basic income initiative was open to everyone. We didn't exclude anyone. As long as you were at or under our median income, you are eligible. And that's what relief should really be. Our youth center is giving away tons and tons of food every day. As you see here, they're giving away pounds and pounds of food every day, and it's still not enough. You know, on the local level, we're doing everything we can, but it's not enough. We need the state to support. Government is supposed to be for the people, by the people, and that means all people, not just some. And we're in a pandemic now, so we need help now. We need action now. We need relief now, and that means relief for everyone.
So this is a statewide issue, and we need statewide action. We are here today to say the Capital Region is ready. The Capital Region and the Hudson Valley are calling for our legislators to act now. We call on Assemblymember Barrett. We call on Assemblymember Fahey. We call on Assemblymember McDonald, Santa Barbara, and Senator Hinchey to co-sign this legislation. Senator Breslin has made the bold move in the Capital Region to do the right thing and co-sponsor this legislation. And we call on all other Capital Region representatives to follow in his footsteps and heed the call of everybody here today and all excluded workers throughout our region. Thank you for joining us here today, and we hope you have a blessed evening.